Rock Island Auctions in Illinois specializes in selling unique and historic firearms. Things like two pistols belonging to Ulysses S. Grant, that gun that killed Billy the Kid, Wild Bill Hickok's Smith & Wesson revolver, but never something like a Blastech DL-44 heavy blaster.
Because it's an antique from a galaxy far, far away. It's also a movie prop, the fictional weapon wielded expertly by Han Solo in Star Wars.
Pokey religions and ancient weapons are no match for a good blaster at your side, kids.
Joel Colander with Rock Island Auctions says the blaster was made from a semi-automatic pistol and modified with surplus parts.
It starts off as a Mauser C96 broom handle. It's a standard issue sidearm of Germany in World War I. Like with most surplus, it's either junked or sold cheaply to the populace at large.
Three DL-44s were made, two were lost. The one left happened to end up at the London prop house that George Lucas hired for his low-budget sci-fi movie.
George Lucas, of course, is known for this departure from like these lush, high-tech, clean, utopia science fiction settings. He wanted the gritty, the real, the quote-unquote used future.
The surviving blaster has a machine gun muzzle and a World War II era scope, which Han Solo did not really use. Han shot first and at close range.
For my dead body.
Oh, Lenuma. Chess Pokututa Krista Krenko. Ya Oscar.
Yes, I bet you have.
Episode 4, A New Hope, became a blockbuster hit, and for the later movies, Harrison Ford strapped models of the blaster made out of resin or metal to his thigh holster. Bidding on the blaster starts at $300,000 to $500,000, but with its combined value as an antique firearm and relic of Star Wars fandom, the fictional weapon is likely to fetch a much higher final bid.